Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bab Duque. I'm always looking for new ways to treat my carpal tunnel syndrome. Various gels, salves, bombs, and homemade corticosteroid injections for the pain. Force phalangeal inactivity and rage naps as preventative measures. Braces, splints, bandages, and magnets prevent unnecessary flexion. Don't even get me started on those. But it wasn't until recently that I discovered hand putty. I've been spending so much time on palliative treatments for my pain-riddled wrists and thumbs that actually strengthening the musculature of my damaged claws had never occurred to me. The use of hand putty allows me to gently strengthen the atrophied muscles of my hand, which cause the CTS in a gentle manner that is relatively pain-free and doesn't require me to ask for a spot at the gym. And it works. After just 3 days of twice-daily putty-squeezing sessions, my wrists and thumbs felt less horrible, and for the first time since the year of our Lord, I can't remember when, I'm able to pick up tiny buttons. The beauty of hand putty is that it works because it is malleable. When squeezed, it gently forms to the contours of the hand, oozing from a place of compression to a place of the place that has more space. I think we could all learn a lesson from hand putty. Sometimes life squeezes us and we try to resist, which only causes us more pain and suffering. But if we surrender and allow ourselves to ooze into areas of less pressure, we actually strengthen what is weak. Say you're trying to make friends with some of the after-school skateboarders outside of the public library. No matter how hard you try to joke with them, ask them about their roller devices, or offer to buy them beer, they are rude to you or pummel you with spitballs when your head is turned. Well, what if you let them squeeze you out? You heard me. What if their rebuffs of you were not met with resistance, but with acceptance? What if you let them squeeze you out of the teen fiction section of the library and into one of the old AV rooms? What if in the old AV room is an adult tumbling class that you didn't know about, or a mommy and me postnatal depression seminar? The point is that by allowing yourself to be rejected or squeezed out of one situation, you allow yourself to be squeezed into another part of the hand, and that part may just be the thing you're looking for. Therapeutic putty, I gotta hand it to you. Bob Duca's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production, co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bob Duca, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.